Good morning, everyone. From the Coalition for Climate Justice, Earth Keepers, Engineers for a Sustainable World, Sustainable Food Initiative, and the Cycling Club, we welcome you to our Chapel on Faith and Sustainability. As the threat of climate change worsens every day, we see it as our responsibility of citizens of our global community and as followers of Christ to not ignore it. Today we will share stories, scriptures, music, and prayers as a way of recognizing our communal work to respond to this crisis. We want to recognize the voices of those who will not be heard today, the frontline communities in coastal Virginia, the Native communities across this nation, the people of Indonesia, and all who are most likely to be hit hardest by climate change. We desire this space to be a space of reflection, prayer, and guidance on how we move forward with this pressing issue. So join us today as we reflect on what faith and sustainability mean to us at EMU. To start off my own personal reflection on what faith and sustainability mean to me, I want to read this poem. This hymn was written in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, and I think it articulates very well what sustainability and faith mean personally for me. Mother Earth, our mother birthing every creature on the land, Jesus too was flesh and breathing, kin to all every greening plant. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. Sister Air, our sister lifting, every creature born with wing, Jesus shared the breath of forests, breath that makes our spirits sing. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. Brother Water, brother pulsing deep through every vein and sea, Jesus drank the very raindrops for our wine and in our tea. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. Father Fire, our father burning with the sacred urge to live. Jesus' death completes the cycle, bringing life beyond the grave. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. And I think for me personally, even though this poem does adhere to a very strict gender binary, I think ultimately the language and the ideas presented in this poem, in this hymn, represent for me what faith and sustainability are. And I think our responsibility as Christ followers compels us to care for our earth, the earth that God gave us as a gift, the earth that is a part of us and we a part of it. When we don't care for our earth, we are disrespecting the gift that God gave us, and we are violating God herself.
I will be reading scripture from a couple different passages, starting with Revelations 11:18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And lastly, Numbers 35:33-34. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. Let us pray. Let us know peace, for as long as the moon shall rise, for as long as the rivers shall flow, for as long as the sun shall shine, for as long as the grass shall grow, let us know peace. Amen.
Thanks for that, Aaron. I'm Lauren Esch. I'm a senior and part of the Sustainable Food Initiative here on campus. I am in the process of finding deep spiritual connection with the land and all that it holds. I'll be honest and say that climate change is a daunting topic for me, but as my relationship with creation grows, I am more naturally beginning to feel a need to protect her. This year especially, I have discovered some of the ways that nature models the types of societies and communities that I think we as humans deeply desire. Trees have underground networks by which they support and send nutrients to their young and old relative trees in attempts that their lives will be as abundant as possible. Biodiverse regions are prime examples of how to live in community and survive together. There are countless amounts of parallels between us and nature. One of the most exciting things, I think, is that we never need to wonder or worry about what plants want to do. It is their nature to grow and thrive if we allow them. Just a little story. I am doing my practicum at Black's Run Forest Farm in connection with Vine and Fig downtown. They're building a safe human community is key, and partnering with the land together is a vehicle for achieving that community. Often my advisor will look at the beds where he planted trees and will say, "Wow, I really hope that those grow." But then he stops and says to himself something like, "What am I saying? That's what they want to do. It's their life's desire to grow." That, for me, models the kind of trust that we should have towards ourselves and each other as we navigate life. We all desire to grow. But not only is it something that we have to trust, we have to keep ourselves accountable to live that out and pursue that that personal growth. All that to say, it's important that we take care of nature because she is a guide. Advocacy work in this area is so important, but so is learning how to live in a sustainable relationship with the earth on an individual level. That's part of what we, as the Sustainable Food Initiative, hope to be a witness to on campus, and we need everyone's help to do that best. Our Creator God was pretty smart when he created us and this earth, and it's important that we take that we acknowledge that and take action on that. I think it is important to acknowledge right now too that us in this room might already know these things. We have, like, this is a common language at EMU, and often the people that come to chapel are people that have heard this before. And I think it's important for us now to realize that it might be our job to take that and build relationships with people and have that be a part of our building relationship with them. That's something that I urge for us today. Thank you.
Let's stand together and sing number 61 in the Sing the Journey book. How can we be silent? Number 61 in Sing the Journey.
We will. Hi, my name's Andrew Troyer, and I'm a junior. I had the privilege this year of serving as ESW's project manager. For those of you who don't know, ESW stands for Engineers for a Sustainable World, and we're a school club that works with engineering majors and others who are interested to work on projects related to sustainability. Here are some of our projects. This is a greenhouse that we made a few years ago for SFI. They use that. Here's a bike. It's not quite done in this picture, but you can pedal it and create electricity. Our goal is to put this into the fitness center eventually. And here's our most recent project, a golf cart that's solar paneled. So we just added that panel to an existing cart. So we're doing efforts around campus to cut back on sustainability. But as I thought, coming to chapel, what does this mean to EMU? Like, we do these things, they help, but I mean, a solar panel on a golf cart is gonna put like a tiny divot in our energy consumption. You'd have to pedal pretty hard to actually like produce enough electricity to be usable. So I think the real goal of our club is to start the imagination and get these students thinking about developing skills and get them thinking about how they can intertwine sustainability in all aspects. And then hopefully we'll take this out for our careers and really make an impact there. And these things are small, but our other thing is we hope like they add up after a while. We're 2 weeks away from finals, and I don't know about for you guys, but for me, that means that I have a lot of catching up to do. I've been procrastinating for a little while. We are given this world to take care of, and we're procrastinating. One quote I read is that, this seems like an oversimplification, but today humanity uses the equivalent of 1.7 Earths to provide the resources we use and absorb our waste. This isn't sustainable. Sometimes I think sustainability is this buzzword at EMU, and we don't actually know what it means, but speaking very logically, we need to make this number less than or equal to 1 Earths, and then, yeah, that's sustainable. We've been procrastinating for some time now. However, just as the end of the school year always comes, the end will come when we'll have to pay our debt. Or in our case, it might be our children paying our debt. So I think this is unfair to the future of humanity. And it's our part to live responsibly and sustainably. Thanks.
Let's sing number 121 in the Sing the Story book.
Nothing is lost on the breath of God. Nothing is lost forever. God's breath is love. No drop in the
Thank you to everyone for coming today. We hope that you have felt challenged and inspired, and we want to challenge you as you go from here to look for those daily things that allow you to practice creation care and care for the world around us. Let us pray. Grandfather, Great Spirit, all over the world, the faces of living ones are alike. With tenderness, they have come up out of the ground. Look upon your children that they may face the winds and walk the good road to the day of quiet. Grandfather, Great Spirit, fill us with the light. Give us the strength to understand and the eyes to see. Teach us to walk the soft earth as relatives to all that live.